GreenTeaServices.com.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday morning, and my friend Dmitry Samarov, artist and writer, will join me live in studio to have a chat. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. Let's get to the newsroom with Vic Vaughn.
The rain has tapered off at O'Hare. It's 64 degrees there. A home assault in the suburbs. Police now warning residents to lock up. We'll have details right after WGN Traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
And good morning. Rainy morning, so be careful and give yourself some extra time this morning. Most of the overnight road work was either canceled or has been picked up. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Police in Schaumburg are warning residents to lock their windows, doors, and garages after a woman was sexually assaulted inside her home. It happened during the overnight hours on Sunday. Police say the victim was asleep when a man walked into her bedroom, groped her, then took off. Only a vague description was given. Police say he may have gotten in through the garage door. Heavy rains, winds, and lightning caused property damage and downed trees in the Chicago area last night. Could see more thunderstorms today. We have your full forecast after news. A new state budget was blocked during the final hours of the General Assembly's spring session. Governor Ronert criticizing House and Senate Democrats for turning the state of Illinois into what he calls a banana republic of overspending. Hillary Clinton's challenger is holding true to his word to take it all the way to the convention. ABC's Mary Alice Parks reports from Monterey, California.
Bernie Sanders continuing to barnstorm the state, holding rally after rally after rally.
And this?
The campaign estimates 150,000 people have come out in the last 3 weeks alone.
Our campaign has the energy, has the enthusiasm that Clinton's campaign does not have.
He says the Democratic Party's superdelegates and its nominating system is, quote, absurd and broken. One of the largest strikes in U.S. history has ended. Verizon employees head back to work today. ABC's Aaron Katursky's in New York.
We're not sending our jobs to the Philippines!
40,000 Verizon workers held out for nearly 7 weeks and go back on the job with a tentative four-year contract that increases pay almost 11%. The Communications Workers of America also successfully rebuffed Verizon's attempt to outsource certain work.
Verizon's technicians and customer service reps have been on strike since April. A New York City man arrested for killing an attempted rapist who attacked his wife has been released from police custody. Mamadou Diallo returned home to cheers from his neighbors who say they support him.
I know him for more than 20 years. Well, he has never got trouble with anybody. He is good.
Diallo's charged with manslaughter for the beating death of Earl Nash. He was released on his own recognizance. He's due back in court later this month. And back locally, a Cook County judge has ordered Mayor Emanuel to release his private emails to the Chicago Tribune, declared that Emanuel's emails, texts, other communications are not exempt from disclosure simply because they're transmitted over private devices. And grade school students on the city's south side will undergo a second day of blood testing at Tanner Elementary. Lead levels in the campus drinking water tested three times higher than safe levels allowed by the EPA. Let's get a check at WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Ennett.
Good morning. Records are made to be broken, so are streaks, and a couple of those ended last night. The Cubs' six-game winning streak and their streak of 23 consecutive games started by pitcher Jake Arrieta at the Cubs had won. Arrieta threw seven scoreless innings, easily could have kept that streak going, but the Cubs' offense managed just one hit, a third-inning single by Dexter Fowler. Reliever Clayton Richard gave up a couple runs in the eighth as the Dodgers went ahead to win 5-0. No decision for Arrieta. The Cubs now 35-15. They'll host the Dodgers once again tonight at Wrigley Field. Streak ended for the White Sox last night. They were glad to get rid of it. A seven-game losing streak. The Sox rallied from a 4-0 deficit to beat the New York Mets 6-4. Todd Frazier and Tyler Saladino with home runs to pace the White Sox to the win, moving them three games over 500 once again. They will play the Mets one more time coming up this afternoon, and the White Sox now 2.5 games behind the first place Kansas City Royals, who doubled up Tampa Bay 10-5. Back in the National League, Miami stopped Pittsburgh 3-1. Pirates stay 6.5 behind the first place Cubs. The Stanley Cup Final resumes tonight in Pittsburgh. Game two with the Penguins looking to go up 2-0 on San Jose. The NBA Finals start tomorrow in Oakland, where it's Golden State hosting Cleveland. And they're getting ready to play, they believe, finally at the French Open, where weather has wiped out play. But they're ready to go again today with a number of the top players in action. I'm Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
After 10 years of working at an Allstate agency, Jason Herbers decided to open his own.
He knew that by being the agency owner, he could build equity in the business. Allstate gave him the opportunity to earn what he is really worth, so he jumped right in. As a new Allstate agency owner, Jason is thrilled about the freedom and earnings he's already seen. Instead of working for someone else, he's building equity for the future. Now all his hard work is going towards his bottom line, a feeling he knows he can't find anywhere else. Right now, Allstate is searching for new agency owners in the Chicagoland area. It's a great opportunity for driven individuals looking to earn what they're really worth, like Jason Herbers. Or maybe like you. Learn how you can become an Allstate agency owner. Visit allstateagent.com or text your email address to 71234 for additional information. Subject to the terms of the agency agreement.
Did you know that Papa Nicholas Coffee is the number one premium coffee in Chicagoland? Did you know that you can save more than $1,000 a year by making coffee at home rather than visiting the cafe on the corner every day? And did you know Papa Nicholas Coffee is available in over 50 varieties? It's true. So set your alarm, grind the beans, grab a mug, and let it drip. Allow the rich aroma of your favorite variety of Papa Nicholas Coffee to permeate your home. Start your in-home cafe today. Find your favorite variety of Papa Nicholas Coffee at all of your favorite Chicagoland grocers or at Papa Nicholas.
Living with a wet basement or crawl space? Call PermaSeal for a free evaluation and get the peace of mind you deserve. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
It's so exciting to look for new furniture. You have the chance to revamp a room and the thrill of finding a statement piece that fits your style. Make an experience out of your search by shopping at Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois. Goods has a wide selection to choose from and creative decor ideas that you can see, feel, and visualize in your own home. To add to your experience, try staying at the bed and breakfast as you get away from the hustle and bustle of life and relax in quaint little Kewaunee. Goods also has a wine cellar restaurant and shops at Market Square. The staff is so friendly and welcoming that you feel as though you're actually part of the Goods family. Experience the good life with a short trip out west on I-80 to Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois. You can also take the Amtrak, which takes the hassle out of city traffic. Goods Furniture open every day from 9 to 6. There are no pushy types and absolutely no hype. You just get honest-to-goodness value day in and day out.
Your money on WGN. U.S. markets closed at the moment. Asian markets lost value overnight. The Nikkei, the big loser, lost nearly 2% in value. European markets are falling so far this morning. Oil futures pointing to a lower start, off nearly 2%. Gold futures up slightly. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing lower. Steve Grzanich has the numbers coming up next on this morning's Opening Bell. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Warm for us today. We'll make it up into the low 80s, but a little unsettled. Mainly cloudy skies for us. Scattered showers this morning. Could hear a rumble of thunder up through mid-morning. Maybe a little bit of a lull during the middle part of the day before some more showers and thunderstorms redevelop this afternoon, a couple of which could be strong, especially south and east of the city. 81 today, becoming clear tonight. Cooler down to around 60 with some 50s in the outlying areas. Sunny and mild tomorrow, 78. Beautiful. Friday, partly to mostly sunny, 80, a little cooler along the lakefront. And Saturday and Sunday, kind of partly to mostly cloudy. Better chance for a scattered shower thunderstorm Saturday afternoon, 78. Just a few showers possible on Sunday with a high of 70, but some dry hours too. I'm meteorologist Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
It's 66 at O'Hare, 67 at Midway, and in Blue Island, cooler lakeside. Next news at 5:30 or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
To educate requires Galileo-like patience. Today, when I look my students in the eyes, all I see are constellations. If you take the time to connect the dots, you can plot the true shape of their genius shining in their darkest hour. I look each of my students in the eyes and see the same light that aligned Orion's belt in the pyramids of Giza. I see the same twinkle that guided Harriet to freedom. I see them.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. It is 5:09. Welcome to June. It is June 1st, 2016. Welcome to another edition of the Opening Bell. Welcome to another business day. You heard there Donovan Livingston, the graduate from Harvard's Graduate School of Education, from the May 25th, 2016 Harvard commencement. It's gone viral, a spoken word poem called Lift Off. We used that this morning. We're going to have a report later in the program about grads,
not being ready for the workforce. There's a new preparedness report out, and we'll go through that coming up with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. But first, let's get to your overnight market intel from the WGN Market Desk. First, we'll begin with stocks. Asian stock markets uneven today after reports on China's manufacturing activity indicated lingering weakness in the world's second largest economy. U.S. consumer confidence dropped for a second month. The Japan Nikkei 225 was hit hard, almost down 2%. South Korea's Kospi inched down less than 0.1%, but in Hong Kong and in China, those indices were lower. We're looking for a lower open on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 86 points yesterday. Not a bad end to the last trading day of month. It was a flat day overall, but the major indices were all higher in May, with the NASDAQ up 3.6%. Stocks closed out the month of May in the plus kind column. The S&P 500, notching its third month of gains. The Dow, its fourth month. The NASDAQ up 3%, as we said, in May, 3.6%. While Tuesday was relatively flat as weaker energy shares countered safe haven utilities, Mark Mardiak of Premier Wealth First Allied says,
I think coming off of a long holiday weekend, there's a news vacuum. There are not a lot of catalysts in the market right now to drive it forward. We did have some good numbers, some good data that came out.
Disney stock gave ground. The studio's latest release, Alice Through the Looking Glass, received some poor reviews yesterday. Also, we had some news right here at home in Chicago. Chicago-based Boeing has been awarded a $3.2 billion contract modification to a previously awarded deal for Joint Direct Attack Munition tail kits, the Pentagon said yesterday. The contract for those tail kits, which use GPS to boost accuracy for conventional bombs, was raised from an initial $1.75 billion. There's some news with the Deerfield-based Mondelez International. The Oreo cookie maker is betting on game apps and original video content to boost sales. The company's working on a new promotion strategy after its free mobile app, Twist Lick Dunk, became an unexpected hit. In fact, it made Mondelez twice as much money through in-app purchases and ads as the company had invested in it. The plan to promote more products through interactive content, games, video, and even live televised events and less through traditional media like TV and newspapers is something that's catching on. Dave Morgan is with market technology company Simul Media.
I think the Mondelez strategy to do in-game apps and create their own digital content makes a lot of sense. I think it's the way we're going to see more and more brands grow and go in the future, because in the digital economy and digital marketplace of today, it's essential for brands like Mondelez and Oreo cookies to have direct relationships with consumers.
Mondelez stock is at $44.49 a share. It was down yesterday, but in pre-market trading, after hours market trading, it is up about 0.5% this morning. We also have news about Netflix. I don't know if you heard this yesterday, but apparently Netflix could be in talks with some other companies for a possible merger. Netflix was mentioned in a Financial Times story as a takeover candidate for Apple as the iEverything maker seeks to own more original content. This gained a little ground yesterday as Netflix stock gained just a little. There was also news that maybe perhaps Disney might be interested in purchasing Netflix. However you look at it, Netflix stock is up this morning in pre-market trade as well. So that could be on the horizon. Some Illinois schools and colleges are in jeopardy of closing, and more social services and state programs are at risk of being eliminated as the legislative standoff continues. The General Assembly adjourned its spring session late last night. No deal on a budget for the coming year. While there is still time for lawmakers to reach a deal before the fiscal year begins July 1st, doing so gets even tougher now because both of the rules in both houses set higher thresholds for approval and the November election campaign. You'll remember we don't even have a budget from last year. We'll continue following that story throughout the morning here on 720 WGN. So, are grads ready for the workplace? A new survey says maybe not. We'll check in with Jim Ryan of ABC News next about this. Stay with us. The opening bell will continue. Right now, let's get an update on traffic. And here's Mary Vandeveld.
And looking good on most of the roadways so far this morning. Keep in mind some roadwork projects. I-65 northbound, the off-ramp to 61st is blocked off until Tuesday, June 7th, for restoration of that exit ramp, so watch for that. Also, Lakeshore Drive roadwork continues at North Avenue for the bridge repair. And traffic sponsored by Accountemps. Business needs can change in an instant. Accountemps' flexible staffing solutions provides accounting and finance professionals whenever you need them. Visit Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
This portion of the opening bell on 720 WGN, sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Anybody can talk Cubs, but there's only one place to get Demp stories.
Who was the Cubs closer who was famous for taking the naps?
Oh, Lee Smith.
Yeah, Lee Smith.
Yeah, he'd go sit out in the car, take a nap, usually till about the fifth inning, come inside and have a sandwich and watch the Andy Griffith Show. And then when they'd say, hey, Lee, it looks like you're going to be pitching today, he said, all right, well, I'll go throw my stuff on. I'll be ready.
Ryan Dempster is part of the Cubs conversation on the station with the Cubs in our DNA. 720 WGN.
Friendly help.
Selection.
Brand names.
Great prices.
It's a friendly hometown store.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, you'll always find quality products, friendly service, and low prices. What else will you find? Let's ask our customers why they like shopping at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
I really like to shop for my work clothes at Farm and Fleet.
I can count on saving money when I come to Farm and Fleet.
This is a great place to shop for basic household goods like trash bags.
Right now at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, pick up a Come Along Power Blade 2 multi-pack. Includes a 16-foot and a 25-foot tape measure, and it's only $9.99. Save $20 on a 14-ounce Stiletto titanium framing hammer. On sale, just $69.99. Buy any Milwaukee M18 fuel combo kit and get an 18-volt 5-amp battery, a $119 value, free. And save 15% on top-quality nails and screws from Hillman.
It's just a wide variety of everything at a great price.
That's genuine value from Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-0983. That's 1-800-500-0983. 1-800-500-0983.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-375-1270 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-375-1270. That's 800-375-1270. Again, 800-375-1270.
Plan your home improvement and DIY project Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini at 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A mixed day for the markets yesterday, with the Dow closing down 86 points to 17,787. The NASDAQ picked up 14.5 points. The S&P 500 was 2 points lower at the close. Benchmark crude lost 39 cents, ending the day at $48.94 a barrel. May is traditionally the start of the stock market's worst six-month stretch of the year. Not so in 2016. All three major indexes posted gains last month, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ leading the way with a gain of 3.5%. Consumer spending and personal income both grew in April. Households splurged across the board. Car buyers led a 2% surge in purchases of long-lasting durable goods. And General Mills has issued a recall of 10 million pounds of flour because of a possible link to an outbreak of E. coli. 38 people in 20 states have gotten sick since December. The recall covers several types of gold medal flour. Details at the General Mills website. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. It's 520. The new grads are finally out in the real world, and they're facing a painful reality. Their employers apparently often don't think they're ready for the job. According to a survey released, which provides data on salaries and executive development firm Future Workplace, PayScale says nearly 90% of all recent college graduates consider themselves well-prepared for the jobs, but their employers, only half of hiring managers, share that opinion. Jim Ryan of ABC News joins us now this morning from Dallas. Jim, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Morning, Steve.
So this is a pretty wide margin. You have these grads who think they're all ready and these hiring managers who say not so fast.
Well, yeah, and maybe it's the optimism of a recent college graduate marching off the stage, taking that place and looking for that job and feeling pretty confident and fine, oftentimes sitting across.
We're having a connection problem here with Jim. We're going to hang up and dial him again and get him back on the horn. We apologize for that, but sometimes that happens with these technical gizmos. This report is, again, from PayScale, a company which provides data on salaries. 60% said new grads lacked critical thinking skills and attention to detail, 56%, while 44% found fault with writing proficiency, 39% were critical of public speaking ability. This is a big deal because we reported just a week or so ago here on The Opening Bell that it was sort of a buyer's market for new grads who were out and about in the workplace and apparently getting job offers right and left. But their preparation for those jobs is now under scrutiny. Let's get back to Jim Ryan. Jim, sorry about that, but we wanted to make sure we were able to hear you. You were saying...
Yeah, that you know, maybe it's a factor of these new kids, these college graduates walking out of the workplace and having perhaps unrealistic expectations about what they learned in college and how to apply that in the workplace. And in many cases, according to PayScale and the survey, it's not necessarily the nuts and bolts and the math and the English that you learned in college. It's those soft skills, Steve, that college graduates are often lacking. And in talking with employment specialists, I hear that they in many cases blame technology. You're face down in your TV, your screen the whole time, your smartphone, and not really having face-to-face conversations. And suddenly, in a workplace, you have to deal with people on a personal basis, Steve.
Well, and one of the things that struck me about this survey, Jim, was that the critical thinking and writing ability of this, these 60% said new grads lacked both of those, mostly critical thinking. What is going on in colleges?
Yeah, that's a great question. And again, I'm hearing from folks who maybe it's a different opinion around the country, but some who say that colleges have become less concerned about teaching students these special skills, these things that you need to know out in the workplace, as they are about the college environment. You've got a lot of concerns out there around the country, you know, with violence and colleges talking about arming students and not really focusing as much, perhaps, as they should on those nuts and bolts that can get you that career and keep you employed for the rest of your life.
You know, as I dug through this report, I found one interesting thing missing. It didn't say that these employers were not hiring these grads. It just said they were lacking the skills. Did you notice that as well?
You know, they don't have much choice. I mean, unemployment is quite low right now, 5% around the country generally. And so these employers, they look at the person sitting across the table as perhaps the only choice that they have to put into that position. You're right. It's not as though they can turn to a different source and hire somebody who does have those skills. These people are often the only ones they have looking at them. I mean, if you look at some of the highest-paying bachelor's degrees out there right now, you're still looking at jobs that will pay you $100,000 in some cases once you walk out of college, Steve.
Did this report offer any advice or any guidance to either the job offerers or job seekers about how they can maybe quickly prepare themselves in these areas where they're lacking?
Not really, no. I mean, they surveyed 76,000 people in this survey and didn't really make judgments about what they need to do to improve those skills. I think it falls back on colleges and universities and maybe even parents, Steve, to ensure that their college students, maybe even high school students, are learning what they need to know. Some of those soft skills, put down the smartphone and have a face-to-face conversation. Learn how to do that before you step out into the workplace.
You know, and some of these kids are paying a lot of money for these college degrees. I would be asking for my money back.
Well, their parents should be, too, but you're right. I mean, the cost of an education rises exponentially every year, it seems. I mean, my university degree from SMU back in 1985 cost $36,000 altogether. That's less than what it costs per year now at that particular university, Steve.
All right, Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent with us from Dallas. Again, this was it was called, I believe, Ready for the Workforce or Workforce Readiness by PayScale, Inc., and you can find them online, payscale.com, and on Twitter as well. It is 5:26 here on the opening bell. Just a couple of other notes on this survey, by the way. It also talked about some of the other areas of jobs that you might want to focus on if maybe you're a junior in college. Moving out some of the top three skills for each to get a good pay boost, business and financial operations, computer and mathematical operations, also healthcare support, healthcare practitioners. Some of those were some of the biggest areas. The biggest skills gaps were seen sometimes in the East Central, East North Central region of the country and Mid-Atlantic region of the country. And skills are on the rise, though. There was a positive aspect to this report. Most of the graduates were learning how to do iOS and big data analytics, cloud computing, those sorts of things. So there was a bright spot to that report. It's 5:27 on the opening bell. Let's head over to the newsroom. Vic Vaughn standing by with a look at what's coming up on the news. Vic?
Well, Steve, for some in the Chicago area, it was just a little rain, wind yesterday. For others, it was a costly, damaging thunderstorm that they'll be dealing with for some time, and we'll bring you that report coming up.
All right, it's 5:27. This is the opening bell.
From ABC News, Tech Trends, I'm Andy Field. Small business can't hide from a cyber thief. Many small businesses are just a few keystrokes from disaster.
The average attacks on small businesses are over 10,000 a day of people trying to get into their local firewalls and onto their networks.
SimpleOne cybersecurity expert Eric Knight says small businesses can take months to see whether they've been hacked, and says investing in security could prevent cyber thieves from killing their business.
The larger businesses are spending a ton of money on it, and small businesses aren't because I don't think they think it affects them.
Small businesses store contacts, credit cards, their entire inventory and trade secrets online, and many don't do much to protect it.
More small businesses get breached than any other sector, and just nobody really knows.
And how long are small businesses exposed?
The average is 6 months, and by that time, the damage is well done.
Which creates another big cost of doing business. To keep a small company cyber safe. With Tech Trends, I'm Andy Field, ABC News.
Ryan Dempster and Kerry Wood join us to talk baseball all season long.
Hey, hey.
The station with baseball in our DNA, 720 WGN.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-795-5767 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-795-5767. You'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information. Free gifts just for attending. Call 800-795-5767. That's 800-795-5767. Call
call now.
Are you over 25 and need to flatten your belly? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because we're giving away free trials of the Belly Flattening Discovery Nubiotics to anyone who wants to flatten their bloated belly fast. To experience dramatic results, call now for your free trial. But hurry while we're still giving them away for free. 1-800-500-0917. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. But hurry. Due to overwhelming demand, there's a strict limit of one free trial per household. Again, if you're over 25 and looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time, it's crucial that you write down this number for your free trial of Nubiotics. Hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-500-0917.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Time for the news, sponsored by Riverside Medical Center. Still ahead on the opening bell, the latest report card on how the TSA is doing at the airports. Here's Vic Vaughn.
Residents dealing with damage today. Strong thunderstorms ripped the roof off of an apartment building in suburban Willowbrook yesterday. Residents were evacuated. They're still displaced this morning. In Forest Park, reports of severe damage to a half a dozen vehicles after an air conditioner was blown off the roof of a building there. Several trees were downed. We're also getting reports of downed trees on cars, homes, and garages in Berwyn. Strong winds were enough to divert all inbound flights at Midway Airport for about an hour, and delays at O'Hare reached over an hour at the height of that storm. A Cook County judge has ordered Mayor Emanuel to release his private emails to the Chicago Tribune, declared the emails, texts, other communications of Emanuel are not exempt from disclosure, ordered him to satisfy the Tribune's Freedom of Information Act request. And some students on the city's south side will undergo more blood testing today at Tanner Elementary. The city found lead in the campus drinking water there. The contamination was at levels three times higher than the EPA allowable standard. Now WGN Traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
You may want to give yourself some extra time once again this morning. Still have some light rain in the area to contend with. Also, an accident reported on the inbound side of the Edens at Dempster. Otherwise, no major problems. We do have construction starting up today in LSIP, 115th, and Pulaski, and that will be going on through November. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
We're all searching for something in life. Like that teacup from Grandma's Best China that you broke when you were a kid and you always promised to replace. Hey, have you checked the Goodwill store in your neighborhood? Ooh, a hot pink designer handbag that looks absolutely stunning but cost you less than $10? You know Goodwill's inventory is dynamic and changes every day? Or how about an endless supply of inexpensive jeans that your kids can burn through in record time? Well, we have over 38 Goodwill store and donation centers in the metro Chicago area. You never know what you'll find at your neighborhood Goodwill. For a complete list of store locations, visit AmazingGoodwill.com.
Are you approaching retirement? Maybe you've changed jobs recently and want to explore options for your 401k. The financial professionals at A&A Insurance Financial Services offer Chicagoland families 30 years of experience in a variety of services, including life and health insurance, fixed annuities, and 401k and IRA rollovers. Call 312-593-3914 or visit aainsurancefinancial.com to experience old-fashioned service at today's standards. They're happy to come to your home. Service also available in Italian. Just ask.
Hi, it's Steve Cochran for Siding One Windows, One Windows. I had them put in my home a winter ago, and I got to tell you, second winter in a row where I'm nice and warm all winter long, and last summer I was cool when I needed to be cool. That's just the quality work that Siding One Windows, One does. One of the greatest things about them was they cleaned up after themselves. You could barely tell that they were there. Right now, get great spring pricings, get a quote, and find out what I found out. It's siding-one.com for me, 800-929-9275.
929-9275. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $4,000 in exclusive offers. Enjoy special savings to get ready for summer, like $2.25 off Annie's popcorn and $4 off packs of Bai beverages. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Stop yawning and start sleeping happy during the final days of Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Hurry in now. Mattress Firm's biggest sale of the season has been held over for one more week. Shop through Sunday. Huge savings. Be the first to experience the all-new custom collection with a unique design for superior performance created exclusively for Mattress Firm, featuring luxury lines from Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, and Serta. And for a limited time, purchase any custom collection mattress and you'll get up to three free gifts, including pillow, bed frame, and delivery. delivery up to a $300 value, and it's free. But hurry, because it all ends Sunday. Nothing's more important than sleep, and what you sleep on really matters. Lack of sleep leaves your days to stifling yawns or even yawn talking. That's when you yawn and talk and people wish you hadn't. This could have been avoided with a good night's sleep on the right mattress from Mattress Firm. And listen, Mattress Firm wants you to sleep happy. You know, I've got one of those adjustable bases, and I love it. You better check that out as well. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Your money on WGN. U.S. markets closed at the moment. Asian markets lost value overnight. The Nikkei, the big loser, lost nearly 2% in value. European markets are lower so far this morning. Oil futures pointing to a lower start, off nearly 2%. And gold futures up slightly. Major index futures in the U.S. lower. Steve Grzanich covers the numbers for the remainder of the hour on this morning's opening bell. Let's get a check at WGN Sports. Dave Bennett.
Cubs hadn't lost a game started by Jake Arrieta in almost 11 months. That streak is over now. So is the Cubs' six-game winning streak. But Arrieta's record remains a perfect 9-0 after a no decision at the Cubs' 5-0 loss to the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Cubs host the Dodgers again tonight to begin June after going 18-10 in May. The White Sox ended the month on a much better note than they did much of May. They rallied past the New York Mets 6-4. Sox ending a seven-game losing streak. They went 11-17 in May. They wrap up that series this afternoon. The Stanley Cup Final resumes tonight in Pittsburgh. The Penguins looking to grab a 2-0 lead on San Jose before the series heads to the West Coast this weekend. And Ken Hitchcock will return to the St. Louis Blues as coach next season after the Blues reach the Western Conference Final following three straight first-round playoff exits. Hitchcock says next season will be his last. I'm Dave Bennett, WGN Sports.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, cloudy day, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 77. It's 66 at O'Hare, 67 at Midway, and in Bensonville, cooler lakeside. Next news at 6 o'clock or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Vic Vaughn in Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
5:36. Welcome back to the program. With Memorial Day weekend behind us, we're getting a better look at how things fared for travelers at the airports with those TSA security lines. Rick Sini is founder and CEO of FareCompare.com, our in-house expert on all things aviation and travel. He says things went fairly smoothly. There are signs of improvement, but still, travelers need to be well-informed before setting off. Rick is with us this morning from Dallas. Rick, you've had a chance to look over some of the data. What do you think? And what report card would you give it?
Across the nation, it went a lot better than people expected. Chicago area actually much better given where it was in the last couple weeks. I think this shows what happens when you have something in the headline of the news for a couple weeks and what they can do if they put their mind to it. So certainly this is just a taste, though. This particular Memorial Day weekend, there won't be as many passengers flying this past weekend as we are going to see in some of the months coming here in both June and July. So on some days, especially at the peak times, we're going to see lines at most airports, you know, much higher than they normally would be. 15 minutes is typically acceptable. We saw sometimes below 15 minutes at the Chicago airports, but at peak times, it got up to at least 40 minutes in some cases. So you still have to get there a couple hours early.
It was a shame that we had to see it get to the point where it did, where all of the national attention was paid on it. But is there a potential that we might be lulled into a sense of security by what we've seen?
Well, I doubt that any TSA airport manager feels very secure at the moment. You don't want these stories to be there. You don't want people in cots waiting for their flights for the next day or the next 2 days because they had to wait in line at security like we saw before. So I doubt that we'll see much of it. But the problem in general is going to continue for the most part through the summertime months. There's going to be longer than usual lines than we saw, for example, last year. A lot more people are going to be flying during that time. And we're just going to have to be patient this summer. But I think at the major airports, you're going to see the lines come down dramatically from where they were a couple weeks ago. ago.
Because we'd be kidding ourselves if we think that this problem has just magically been taken care of over this weekend. I mean, the root causes of the problem still exist, don't they?
Yeah, the root causes still exist. You know, people, we're 15 years into this screening after 9/11. So, you know, people's behaviors have gotten more slack as far as they're concerned. The agents are tougher to keep on board because it's all you have to do is let one person through. We saw an example of this when they did their last test. 95 things out of 100 that weren't supposed to get through security made it through security. So this is going to be an issue. As long as you have 2 million people checking in each day and going through security, we're going to continue to have these situations. If they can't get a bunch of people signed up for pre-check, and by the way, the amount of people signing up for actual interviews for pre-check is 4 times more than the average since this story has come out, but they still can't get all those people in because they just don't have enough slots to get everybody in for pre-check.
The other thing, too, is that we've seen growing calls now to privatize all of these TSA checkpoints, privatize the TSA, perhaps. Do you think that's something that we'll be hearing more of?
I think you will hear more of it. It depends on what happens in the election later in November. Essentially, in January of 2011, TSA came out and said no more privatization. Up to that time, airports were allowed to apply for privatization. So I think you'll see this come up. I just don't see anything getting through Congress that would change this. And as long as TSA, who is the final arbiter of this, says they don't want privatization, we won't have it.
The other thing that's making news this weekend is Zika virus. Obviously, after this weekend, a lot of people are concerned about this. There is a case apparently involving a Canadian couple that should stand out as a harbinger for all of us.
Yeah, I think what people need to understand is that between the time you buy your ticket, and that includes packages with tour operators, and the time you go, if you have any chance of your family having a pregnancy in that situation, you want to get rid of your tickets, there no longer is refunds or waivers for this. So essentially, you're going to be as though you had to miss your flight and had to redo it. So in the case of airlines, that's depending if it's international or not, $300 or $200 change fees, except for Southwest Airlines. If it's tour operators, sometimes you lose the entire value of your package. Your credit card provider won't reimburse you for that. So basically, you have to get travel insurance if that's a remote possibility. In most cases, travel insurance isn't that great unless your trip is extremely expensive, over $1,500. But in this case, if you think that's going to happen, check into the travel insurance. Make sure it covers Zika virus as well.
The case that I was referring to involves this Canadian couple. They're out $3,000.
Yeah, so this is, again, one of those issues. This was happened to be a tour operator with this particular airline and tour company. So, and they basically lose the entire value. Now, I think the credit card company is going to reimburse some of it, but essentially they're in the same situation. They bought their ticket after January when the story was coming out in November, December, and January. And this is what you, if you're buying a ticket anywhere to South America, the Caribbean nations, anywhere in Central America, you need to check into that. If you think you're going to buy that travel insurance, make sure it covers it.
And are you seeing an uptick in travel bookings yet for the Olympics?
You know, the Olympics actually are a little bit slower than they expected. They put on some extra capacity. It looks like ticket prices have gone up. So we do see the demand finally hitting there. For people that are trying to get last-minute tickets into the Olympics, the only real way to get it under $2,500 or so in coach is to fly into a country like Peru or Colombia and then make a connecting flight in there if you want it under $1,000 right now.
For those of us who weren't able to get out of town for Memorial Day, do you have some advice on getting out of town cheaply this weekend?
Yeah, so there are some pretty good deals. I was pretty amazed and I was looking sort of in mid-July timeframe. You have places like on the East Coast, you have places like New York, Washington, D.C., all the way down to Atlanta, under $170 round trip for mid-July. On the West Coast, you have San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, all in the low 300s. And in fact, Los Angeles at the 260 range. Also, the Canadian cities, Calgary, Vancouver, Toronto, all in the low 300s. That's pretty good. All those prices were about 15% higher at the same time last year for July travel.
And if I remember right, there is a date coming up in June here early June that we should all be aware of.
Yeah, June the 10th is when prices, if you could sneak your trip in, I know it's getting late in May right now, if you can sneak your trip in before June 10th, that's when the prices tend to jump by about 5 to 10%. So look, year over year, there's some great pricing out of Chicago. That's why we're having these long lines at airports. So this is a perfect time to fly with the prices being down, oil prices finally affecting tickets, and that's good news for consumers.
Rick Cini is the founder and CEO of FareCompare.com. At FareCompare, you can find Rick on Twitter at Rick Cini. We have some statistics from the Memorial Day weekend from the TSA provided by the TSA and the airports across the country. Nationwide, the TSA screened about 10.3 million travelers. That's about 3.3% more than it did the year before. The average wait time in standard lanes, less than 10 minutes. The maximum wait time, 75 minutes in Kansas City. Here in Chicago at O'Hare, the maximum wait time in a standard lane was 65 minutes. Again, that was at O'Hare Airport. There is another story that goes along with this that we should bring you today. We had heard a couple of days ago that perhaps TSA agents had been pulled away from security duty at airports to help with political rallies. The website Gizmodo has some statistics now. These were figures provided to Gizmodo by the TSA. They report 1,500 TSA agents have been reassigned to political rallies since April. Those are TSA agents that have been taken off the lines and moved to political rallies. One of the biggest was to assist various campaign events for Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders also up there as well. But again, Gizmodo reporting 1,500 TSA agents reassigned to political rallies to help out the Secret Service since April. This is the opening bell. It's 5:45 on 720 WGN. Let's get an update on traffic. And this traffic report is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Here's Mary Vandeville.
And just got word of a car fire northbound 53 Lake Street area. Possible lane blockage there as well. Also an accident reported on the inbound side of the Edens at Dempster. Otherwise moving okay on the Edens and the Kennedy. Eisenhower delays into First Avenue from Mannheim. Inbound on the Stevenson. On 55, we're seeing some delays, especially into Cass and into Kedzie. No big problems on the Ryan or on the tollways. Northbound I-65, though, the ramp to 61st is closed with road work until June 7th. Traffic sponsored by GoDaddy. Can you grow your business? Goose your bottom line? GoDaddy can help. With website design, online marketing tools, and 24/7 expert advice, go you, GoDaddy. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
Hey, Illinois drivers, this is Trooper Link Hampton with a message from the Illinois Department of Transportation. Here are three easy ways to make our roads as safe as possible. Cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And be especially alert when driving in work zones. When you see orange signs, look out for the unexpected. See orange? Slow down, save lives. Please drive safely and embrace the orange.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Here's the money for the check. I have to run.
What's the hurry?
Budget Blinds is coming by to install my new shutters.
I thought you didn't like shutters.
I love shutters. And now I love them even more because Budget Blinds has invisible tilt shutters. Clean lines, enhanced views. They're gorgeous.
Wow.
And you can upgrade to invisible tilt for free during Budget Blinds' biggest sale of the year.
Hold on. I'm coming. I have to see those shutters. Waiter, check.
Budget Blinds Invisible Tilt Shutters means a home with clean lines and great views. And now upgrade to Invisible Tilt for free during Budget Blinds' biggest sale of the year. Plus, get a free in-home consultation and a no-questions-asked warranty. And with Budget Blinds' expert measuring and professional installation, you won't have to lift a finger. Don't miss Budget Blinds' best sale of the year. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds at 1-800-480-0313. 1-800-480-0313. That's 1-800-480-0313.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-900-2023. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-900-2023. Again, that's 1-800-900-2023.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
548 on the WGN market desk this morning. Dow futures pointing toward a negative open later this morning, off 65 points. S&P and NASDAQ futures off as well. Let's get the latest on commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Steve, good morning. Looking at the weekly crop conditions, out a day late this week because of Memorial Day. Corn planting pretty well finished across the country. 94% of the crop is in the ground, but Indiana and Ohio still running quite a few points below that number. Condition of the corn crop, however, is ranked very good. 75% good to excellent in Wisconsin, 71% Illinois, 69% in Indiana, 77% in Iowa. So all in all, crop off to a pretty good start at this point. Pretty good day in the cattle market yesterday as cattle futures hit a 10-day peak. And traders hoping that maybe warmer weather will increase the outdoor grilling, increasing the demand for beef and pork. Most active August live cattle futures up $1.62 yesterday. And prices were also helped by the steady cash cattle prices late last week. In the grain trade yesterday, wheat futures down 3.2%. Because good weather for harvesting the winter wheat crop that's underway and good growing weather for the spring wheat crop in the northern plains. Today marks the beginning of June Dairy Month, and you know my line for that, take a cow to lunch. Say thank you to the dairy cow and the dairy farmers of America for providing us with that tasty, nourishing food product. Have a good day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. We have some other notes on the opening bell this morning. A big one if you have travel plans to Europe. The State Department has renewed its travel alert for Europe, warning Americans that traveling to Europe this summer could be dangerous. To be extra vigilant for terrorist attacks, especially at mass events like the Tour de France, the European Soccer Championships, or World Youth Day. Yesterday, State Department spokesman John Kirby briefed the news media.
I'm not aware of any specific credible terrorist threat around these events or in any particular place in Europe. You've got, you know, the Tour de France starting up. You've got this European Football Championship and of course, World Youth Day, all of which is happening in June and July. It would have come anyway, but we took the opportunity since it's the beginning of summer to make our concerns known about the potential risk of terrorist attacks throughout Europe.
The warning will expire August 31st. The State Department says U.S. citizens should be vigilant in public places or when using mass transit. A couple of major reports out today that will likely impact the markets. Today, the Commerce Department releases construction spending for April, and the Institute for Supply Management releases its manufacturing index for May. Both of those will come at 9 a.m. Chicago time. Federal Reserve also releases its Beige Book Survey of Regional Economic Conditions. That'll come this afternoon at 1 o'clock Chicago time. And today we'll get an update on how automakers have been doing. May sales are reported later on today by the automakers. Also, we recap another big story today. General Mills is recalling about 10 million pounds of its flour over a possible link to an E. coli outbreak in 20 states. The recall is for several varieties of gold, metal, and signature kitchen flour that were sold at Safeway, Albertsons, and other supermarkets. General Mills says E. coli hasn't been found in any of those flour products, but it is still recalling them out of an abundance of caution. Company says 38 people have been sickened from December to May. Centers for Disease Control says half of the people used flour before getting sick, some of which was General Mills brand. Some may have also eaten raw dough or batter. the Minneapolis Food Company says. So be aware of that. Again, that's General Mills and flour recall. That's the opening bell for today. We'll continue to follow these stories throughout the morning. Your money here on 720 WGN on the Steve Cochran Show. We'll have updates throughout the day as well. Steve Cochran is next. A big show coming up, more on the state budget, the inaction by state lawmakers to pass a budget. And we'll have more on all of the top stories as well as we move through the day. And make sure you join us bright and early tomorrow morning for another edition of The Opening Bell at 5 o'clock. Our producer is Mary Sandberg, production help from Bennett Wakenight, and our engineer this morning, Ben Cortez. It is 5:54. Steve Cochran is next. Have a great day.
Hey, Star Wars fans, Jimmy Mack here from the chart-topping Star Wars podcast, Rebel Force Radio, heard at WGNplus.com. Join me for the City of Joliet's 7th Annual Star Wars Day, Saturday, June 4th from 11 to 4 p.m. Bring the family to meet Star Wars authors, artists, exhibitors, and see screen-accurate costumes from six different Star Wars costume clubs. Plus, you can check out Rebel Force Radio live from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Visit WGNradio.com/events for more info. Illinois, are you up for amazing?
Maggie Baroshka was in sales but looking for something more fulfilling, something she could build and call her own. She realized insurance is something nearly everyone needs, and that's when Maggie decided she wanted to be an Allstate agency owner. Today, Maggie's built her agency from the ground up, helping people with the important things, like teaching young drivers how to be safe or helping customers customize their homeowner's insurance. Maggie has built equity in something she loves while taking care of the people in her community, while at the same time building a financial future of her own. Right now, Allstate is searching for new agency owners in Chicagoland. It's a great opportunity for driven people looking to build a good life they can count on in the future, like Maggie Baroshka did. Learn how you can become the kind of Allstate agency owner people trust to help put them in good hands. Visit AllstateAgent.com. Or text your email address to 71234 for additional information, subject to the terms of the agency agreement.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-900-6181. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial, with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-6181. That's 1-800-900-6181. 1-800-900-6181.
It is 5:57, time for the Steve Cochran Show. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
How are you guys?
Hello.
Hey.
Wait, what?
Hello. There he is.
What?
Hello. I'm live in Springfield. Nothing's happening. Live from Springfield. Back to you.
That's hilarious.
That's perfect. You drove all the way down there for that.
Yeah.
That's right. Once again, live in Springfield. Let me take a look one more time. Nope, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. You're still on your own, state of Illinois.
Brutal. Brutal.
Absolutely brutal.
So today on the show, we will cover nothing happening in Illinois and, you know, try to get people more fired up to do something about it. I have a headache because I live here and you live here, and it's the greatest state in the union, and it deserves better than this, but we have no budget. So, Dave, we're going to need some money from you. Andre, I got you covered.
Thank you, Steve.
Wait.
Yeah, wait.
What's fair about that,
Thank
Steve?
Thank you, Steve. Awesome.
Well, because Dave, you're loaded. I'm going to grab my wallet here and count. And I'll see you guys in like 60 seconds.
Okay, you got it, Steve.
But tickets to the show. Now, again, live from Springfield. Nothing's happening.
He wasted
see us in 60 seconds?
Oh, wasted a lot
all
of
All the way
gas.
From Springfield?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Fast Express. And when he meant loaded, he meant money.
Neither would be true in that case.
Well, it was
whatever.
Just your birthday. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Day.
Yeah, thank you.
We celebrated yesterday without you. We forgot you were going to be in.
Made That's a cake fine. And everything.
Mary, your cake rocked. Oh, yeah, that was good, so good.
I'm glad you enjoyed my birthday.
We had a nice time. And we had a nice Enetless birthday.
Yeah, and management took us out for steak dinners afterwards as well.
That was super nice of them. Mm-hmm. Polished off a couple bottles of wine in your honor.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we didn't even realize you weren't there, though. So,
especially that.
But did you do anything special for your birthday?
I had a very nice birthday. I biked the drive on Sunday. That was kind of part of my birthday celebration.
That's right. By the way, and I was touting the fact, I thought it was just you, me, and my friend Rachel, and I think Maureen McDonald were the ones who finished the race. DeCastro told me yesterday they finished too. He said they just stopped at Grand Park for a break.
Oh, okay. Well, then we didn't take a break. Would be the way you would.
I didn't know it was a race.
It's not a race.
It wasn't, Mary, but you know us in competition.
Yes. Oh, except for the one woman who yelled at us to move over because we're riding too leisurely, even though, like, it's supposed to be a leisurely ride. Andrea, she fired back. You know, you're just supposed to be out here having a good time and raising some money.
I did say that. I wasn't mean.
Well, it was like, no one else was racing.
No.
And then she got in front of us and was riding slow. We didn't care.
It was funny, though. It is a leisurely ride. And there are people who want to go really fast. They're way on the left-hand side.
That's fine.
We were in the middle. It was fine. Right. And she said, you got to move over. And then she moved in. It's kind of like when you drive. The person who gets mad, they go right in front of you and they slow down.
Yeah.
Rude. That's okay. We had a great time.
We had a wonderful
and
time.
And raised money for the active transportation
biker. You're a good biker.
So were you.
Well.
Yeah, you did very well.
I'm scared to death to compete against